May the words of my mouth, meditations of all our hearts, always be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our salvation. Amen. To some, King Herod was a man at the top of his game. He held a position of significance, but that was not enough for him. He hungered for more. His appetite for power left him vulnerable in his leadership, relationships, and life. Imagine what it was like for those who worked in his administration. They knew that the king was prone to fits of uneasiness. They also knew what could happen if his uneasiness was left unrestrained. So, on that fateful day when the Magi from the east appeared in Jerusalem asking the question, it was a day of trepidation for the staff, the chief priests, and all of the people of Jerusalem. Imagine the expression on King Herod's face when his staff informed him that philosophers of wealth and status were entering the city of Jerusalem. At first, he must have believed that these individuals of brilliance and prestige had traveled for months to know more about who was great in his own mind. It was like living out the visit of the Queen of Sheba to Solomon's court all those years ago. After all, from Herod's perspective, he was the most important person in Jerusalem. The king might have believed that he had finally arrived at his pinnacle. Sadly, he learned that the Magi were not inquiring about how to meet with him. They were asking around the city, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we have observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." In an instant, the king's head lifted in arrogance declined as rage and humiliation rose. In a moment, Herod's ego-driven expression changed. He was afraid people would discover that there was one born so significant that a star was placed in the heavens to announce his birth. Fear of losing control took over. He was a king who was known to kill his opponents. And as the story goes, he plans to do just that with this new king who was born in Israel. The birth of the Messiah was supposed to be a time of celebration. It was something that the people had been waiting for a long time. All of their lives, the people of Israel had heard the stories of God's promise to send a ruler who would shepherd the people. For generations, the job of the chief priests and the scribes was to teach the people how to read God's signs. The angel proclaimed the arrival of the Messiah. This was the moment that they had been waiting for. A time of liberation and new possibilities was upon the people. Tragically, the news preordained the inevitable that things would change for those who felt that they had finally made it, reached a place to have something to lose. And for those who had suffered much, this was not the good news that they wanted to hear either. Their lives were about to change, and they didn't know how. They were comfortable where they were, and they did not know what the future held for them. And as the saying goes, better the devil you know than the devil you don't know. There was at the time a Greek belief that all people received the gift of a star at birth that served as a guiding point, similar to our trust that each of us has in our guardian angel or the spirit surrounding us. Throughout my life, there have been times when I've had to take a step out into the fear of the unknown, to follow this star somewhere. And many of us have had to do the same. whether it is to get out of an abusive situation, relocating for a job, moving away from addictions or grief, there has been a time when we know that we have to move forward, but fear can overtake us and stop us from taking that very first step. So how does the story of the Magi at Jesus' birth fold into our lives? First is the image of the star. It is an enduring metaphor of a spirit that guides us. The word disaster literally means dis star, to be separated from one's star, from one's own inner guidance. And we need to recover this understanding. We face disaster when we are separated from our own deep wisdom. And disaster is not a strong word. Although new paths, new insights, new inspirations are rarely welcome at first, we ignore them at our own peril. Dangers abound. Herod was merciless in his determined efforts to locate the threat represented by Jesus. He wanted to protect the center of his power. Similarly, our fears, our ignorance, threaten the hopeful new life that is being born within us. Fear moves in hidden places and holds secrets. It is quiet, sneaky, and unrelenting. The fear we feel at our personal new birth mirror the difficulties of Jesus' arrival. Our new birth, equally unexpected, is also a home birth. The spiritual journey begins in the middle of our ordinary life, and we are usually alone, or we feel absolutely alone. And what we thought to be our normal world has crumbled, turned completely upside down, and become chaos. Still, we have heard our invitation to a new life. We have mustered our courage, and despite our trepidation, taken one step forward. But our difficulties have continued unabated. The messengers of the King of Fear are still on the hunt, the dog of our every step. However, in the midst of our disorientation, the Magi will pay us a visit, just as they did Jesus. We don't know what form they will take or what specific gifts of wisdom they will bring. The presents that they offer may be small, a piece of the past resolved, or very large, an unshakable communication with our inner spirit, but they're always precious and powerful. We will find these presents to be tools for our journey, holding that same promise and solemnity of the ancient gold, frankincense, and myrrh. We need to watch for our Magi, and when we receive their message, be attentive so that their inner wisdom can unfold for us as we travel the new road that is put before us. As we journey from the year that is passing to a new year that will begin tomorrow, may you follow your star, and may you encounter Magi who will give you gifts to help you on your journey wherever they lead you.